Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Dialed In. This is a broadcast where we focus on sharing real actionable steps that you can implement immediately to help you live a big life. I'm your host, Bethany Clemenson, and our guest today is part of the Big Life series. If this is your first time listening, I'm talking with people who are living life in a big way. Now, when I say big, what I mean is that they are dialed in to who they are and are living life using their gifts, strengths, and talents, doing things they love. Today's guest is Melanie Ake. Melanie is passionate about connecting with people, believing in them, showcasing their stories, and helping them live and lead well. She believes that what you believe about yourself is who you become, and that your attitude determines your altitude. Melanie runs a company called Everyday Leaders. She's co-authored the book Mentoring Moments and is creator of the Everyday Leaders 50 and 50 podcast. She helps individuals and companies thrive through speaking, coaching, courses, and doing teachings. Welcome to Dialed In, Melanie.
Thank you so much, Bethany. I love being here and I love your series. So thanks for letting me be a part of it.
My pleasure. So I'm just thrilled to have you here today. Your enthusiasm about what you do, about what others do, about your story, other people's stories, just for life in general, is really contagious. I can't wait for my listeners to hear from you. I just knew I had to have you on Dialed In after we first spoke because you're someone who goes after what you want. And before we jump in, I just wanted to share something that you said on your everydayleaders.com website that sums up what I believe is everything about living a big life. You said, "Your life is your life. There is a time clock. This short life that we all have is about becoming aware of who we are and embracing every ounce of our strengths and living into our potential." So let's talk living big.
That's what I love. Always pushing the envelope.
That's right.
I tell you, yeah. I think a lot of this, you know, my perspective started because I lost my father when I was five, and I really attached to my grandparents that were his parents. And they were song evangelists. And so what that means is they went around the country. They were scheduled every 10 days of their life to go to different environments and to testify, to sing and witness to people and to connect in the communities. And I was so fortunate because as I was growing up, all my summers were spent at camp, going with them, watching them, having them mentor me, starting to believe in myself and being able to connect to people authentically and adapt to changing environments. And so I talk a lot in my training and my coaching about conditioning. And I think for me and for others that I watch is whatever you've been conditioned for in your life, it allows you to live then fearlessly because you don't go into things that's so fearful or afraid of new opportunities. And that's what it's been like for me. And I've really started to understand that more and more every day, that my strength is I am so adaptable to experience the new. And for many people, when we say 98%, right, many people will resist change and they will resist the feeling of fear. And it's not that I'm not fearful, it's that I think I've learned how to adapt to that change just in a broader sense, and so I don't let it stop me. And so living this big life is all about moving forward at a pace that's comfortable, but that's adventurous, right, and that's going after things. And so am I cautious? Maybe not so cautious, but I definitely see things that I want to connect to that I don't let things stop me. And so that's what's really important, allowing to the mind to be accepting that it may be a little fearful or it may be a little different, but that if you can create that opportunity for yourself and have a little bit of structure that you're familiar with, and then give yourself permission to step into that. I think that's the important thing. And, you know, because as I created my podcast, as I've created my leadership courses, as I've hosted a leadership summit, as I became an author, all of these things in the last 18 months have happened in my life and have been significant to my journey. And none of those did I have a path to say, well, I have to do this first and then I have to do this second. Mm-hmm. It was all on the idea that I wanted to make more impact. I had become a coach and a leadership trainer and a leadership speaker, and because I believe those things, and it didn't change me, it enhanced my ability to communicate what I already knew. And so then when I learned that, and I learned those are my strengths, and I just need to be tapping into that at a bigger capacity. And so that's when, again, you know, these ideas, the whiteboard, the vision board people talk about, it's really powerful. It allows you to think of all these avenues, not just one. Not can I go be nice to somebody and can I communicate differently in my church or can I do something more in my community? Sometimes, you know, you have this burning desire that says, mm-hmm. I have to impact more people and I'm not using this. I am maybe suffocated in a corporate environment and people, they appreciate what I bring, but they don't understand me. I don't fit here. I have got to do more. It's like, you know, you're in this plastic bag and you're like looking for the pin so you can pop it. Mm-hmm. Get out of mm-hmm. it. And that's how it's been for me, especially these last two to three years. And so this evolution of understanding the capacity, the strength, and the vision of how I see I want to impact the world. And that's all I'm trying to do, just one day at a time.
Wow. So I have a half a page of notes just from that. Okay. So this is great. So for people that are listening that are like, okay, what do you mean I have to be aware of my opportunities? What if someone's listening and they aren't seeing opportunities around them? I'm sure in your growth journey, and I'm making an assumption here, and maybe that's wrong of me. Maybe I should say this. In my growth journey, when I was stuck and maybe not aware of my need to grow, I couldn't see opportunities. How does someone become opportunity aware?
That's a great question. And, you know, I think for me, I was living in the corporate world, and I had moved companies because they saw my strengths, and this company asked me to come in and help them design a program. And so I knew I was already being utilized for something that I had a niche in, that I had a special gift, or I was crazy, right? I accepted something that was a big job or a big opportunity to change. And so that could have been fearful for me, right? That could have been like, I'm not leaving a stable company that I've loved, that I've been with for 10 years, to go have a huge risk. But I took that risk on because I think this conditioning of my life made me think of, this is a great growth opportunity. You're mm-hmm. stuck and you're kind of getting bored and you love what you do, but this can really help you. And what it did for me, this new position, it gave me the opportunity to train an entire sales team on a product that I needed to learn. So I got to grow there. It gave me international opportunities to go and train and develop programs internationally. And, you know, after 5 years, this company told me that I had no value, and they eliminated me.
Wow.
And that was the first time that had ever happened in my life. And I thought, oh my gosh, I had given up so much. I had risked so much to take this on as a new challenge. And now I'm being told I have no value. It was amazing. And for a second, I believed it. Mm-hmm. And it made me really begin to say, all the things that I've learned, I've just become this leadership trainer and speaker and coach, and I'm being able now to communicate my messages in a different way. And so I really stepped back at that point and thought, what can I do? What am I doing to make better impact in my own strength zone? And what do I want to do next? And so it led me to many things, connecting with like-minded people to reset my compass, to say, okay, this is what I know about myself now, right? Here's my center. What mm-hmm. can I do with those strengths, and how can I connect to the world differently, and what do I want to do, right? Gave me the opportunity to say, what do I want to do? And I had already started my podcast, and so I continued to create that for the first year and bring in people's stories that I really felt connected to their success and learning from them, right? Many times they were teaching me so much about life and success
mm-hmm.
and that I could apply. So it wasn't, you know, I didn't have it figured out. I was trying to do things that would inspire and encourage me. And so I continued that, had a leadership summit in March of 2019 from the 2018 guest. And that was an amazing experience. And, you know, that wasn't something that I just said, oh my gosh, I'll do this. I've never done something like this before. You know, I had led training programs and teaching programs, so I understood what it took to put a program together. And so that was my vision. I really wanted to make an impact from that first year of speakers. And so it was fun. You know, it was kind of a launch. Was it perfectly designed if I had all the time in the world? No. But it was a great experience to say, this is great success, and I'm going to continue this. And my vision mm-hmm. is to continue. And as we're building this, so many other things are happening, you know, with the podcast and the direction it's going and the support. And so, you know, I think you got to start somewhere. When you start at ground zero, like I said, and something sets you back on your toes, and you have to reassess, well, what is my value and what strengths do I have and how do I use them? It doesn't have to be big. It can be just, you know, for me, it was I needed to connect to people. I had lost my sense of social connection, losing a job. And so mm-hmm. through the podcast, it helped me continue to connect to what does success look like, and what are people every day in their lives just trying to identify with what is success and how do we create that for ourselves. And so that was really kind of my therapy, if you will. And it mm-hmm. got me back into a space that you know, that I continued to create, and was asked to participate in co-authoring a book about mentoring called Mentoring Moments. And so that helped me keep, you know, on my track of, okay, these are the values that I have. I can teach what I'm learning. And so it's been a great experience, but I keep pushing. And, you know, through that, once you get into this mindset of creativity and you're back in your safe zone, I want to say, for your mind to say, I do have value, right? When somebody pushes you, a bully or a corporate environment or something that sets you back and makes you feel like you don't matter, and you don't, you know, that you don't have any value, whatever that looks like for you. Once you come to terms with that's not right, and that you mm-hmm. do matter, that changes your whole ability and your whole capacity to what you can actually accomplish in the world.
Right, absolutely. I completely can relate and agree with everything that you're saying. I love that. As you're talking, the word intentional just keeps kind of circling in my mind, everything that you're saying. It sounds like you live very intentionally. Like you don't leave things to chance. You think about what you're thinking about. You think about who you surround yourself with. You think about how you're serving others well. Is that something that you've learned, or do you think that was something that you were born with?
You know, I think this deeper sense of connection growing up in a ministry, faith-based environment, I think just the absorbing the idea of servant leadership and what does that look like? And, you know, going through losing my father, having some different environments, you know, from stepfathers and in schools and things, just not being like everybody else, you know, feeling like you didn't have that 4-bedroom house on the corner with the fence and the dog and the parents that were married for 30 years, right? You didn't have that. And so I always knew that I'd need to approach my life a little bit differently. And so for me, connecting and having a purpose to connect to people was so important. It was like my way to fit in. I knew that I had to go into a situation and add value to people. And so it became just, again, conditioning, a natural conditioning. And I felt like, you know, I was happy all the time. And people that were around me said, oh, you're always happy, you know, and I am. But it's my choice. It's my mindset. And it is the attitude that helps you reach your altitude, right? It's it is all about that. And I think because I've had that and I've conditioned for years in that same sense, and it's not like I have changed. I've just evolved to understand what capacity that brings you. Because when you're settled and you're happy and you're, you know, not that everything's rosy. I mean, my gosh, we all have problems. But for me, it's how you handle it and how you look at things. Are these things going to suffocate you? Or are you going to have the opportunity to solve something? And that's the freedom to create, right? And when it's your problem and you accept it and you own it, now you have that responsibility and you have the capacity to create your solution. So it's not somebody else's idea. It's yours. You can do anything with it. It's your life.
That just that statement alone, you can do anything with it. It's your life, is very empowering, especially if you have, well, what you alluded to as a growth mindset, right? When you look at your life as nothing but opportunity because you're growth minded, it's amazing. But it is, and maybe overwhelming a little bit at times, but because we are so powerful. We have the power to choose so much that happens within us. And, you know, we can't control, obviously, the things outside of us, but boy, there's so much power in controlling what we can control. And I feel like that's what you're describing. And, you know, you said choosing your attitude, and that was something that was on your website too, where you said, you know, your attitude determines your altitude. And I completely believe that as well. I remember hearing John Maxwell talk. It's been a few years ago. And he said that one time after he got off stage, a gentleman came up to him, and he was just angry, and John could tell he was angry. And he's like, you know, you're up there and you're talking and everything looks so great. And don't you have any problems? Like, why don't you ever have any problems in your life? Why doesn't anything ever happen to you? And he's like, oh my goodness, I have all kinds of problems. I just choose where I put my energy. I choose my attitude around it, and I choose not to spend my time talking about it. And that was so powerful for me. And I think that's exactly what you're describing.
I'll tell you, well, I'm going through a kind of a job change now. Not a change, a transition, right? Trying to figure out kind of the next phase. And so through this, I listened to, and you mentioned John Maxwell because he's my big mentor, of course, and we talk about these things, and he does this Minute with Maxwell in the morning, and these push out every day. And so in September, I listened to one of his, and sometimes, you know, I'll put it on, like, play later, but this one I actually listened to, and I was in a quiet space, and he challenged us to read the book of Proverbs for 31 days. and said, if you do this, it will change your life. And so, you know, part of growth is being open to listening to other people, not knowing or not thinking that you have it figured out. And so I took that really to heart, and I thought, okay, this is a challenge. I need to set something up. 31 days is in October. I should do this. I should start a Bible study on the book of Proverbs. And so that's what I did. So I posted it, and I've had people join me every morning. And we do just a half an hour of a Proverbs, you know, chapter, whatever day it is. Mm-hmm. And what it has helped me to do is then open my mind to, it's funny, right? You get into that mindset. Every morning is a lesson that we all say we needed to hear, we're preparing for. It gives us more confidence for the day. We can share and be able to help each other with, what do you think that meant, and how does that affect your life? And so it's a great way to start masterminding and get your day ready for mm-hmm. whatever's coming, and kind of know what the universe, right? We always say our energy, the universe gives back to us where our energy is. And so part of this is like, wow, so many things, Bethany, have come to me through this last 24 days of October mm-hmm. because of this, because I've mm-hmm. opened my mind to these teachings and listening to this group. And so possibilities are happening that I could have never imagined in September. Never imagined.
Wow.
And that's what growth does.
Mm-hmm. And would you say every day getting up early and doing it has been easy?
Oh, my gosh, no way. Some days I've got my baseball cap on and I'm on live on Zoom and I'm 5 minutes and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I got to get down to my studio and I got to turn Zoom on and I just grab a cup of water instead of coffee, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, you make a commitment. You make a commitment to grow, or you make a decision and then a commitment. And so once you own that, and you step into that, and like many of the ladies will say that have been on this, you know, I'm in Eastern time zone. Some of them are in Central time zone. And so they're getting up an hour earlier than I am
mm-hmm.
when I think about that. And they have said this has become so easy because, you know, when you're in this growth mindset, you're with people that are, they're committing to the same process. So you're not in it alone. And mm-hmm. that's the most important part, getting people around you that can help you stay accountable. And because when you commit to something, it's in your mind that you need this as much as connecting to other people. And so that's part of it, right? And if you're open to that, mm-hmm. open to being able to, you know, really decide, this is where I need, this is a gap that I have, or this is something that I'm, that's pulling me, right? Many mm-hmm. times it's a feeling. It keeps you up at night, or you're writing your notes and you think, is there something else that I'm just not seeing? And so those, having those people in your life can give you ideas, or the quiet time that you spend reflecting every day. And most of the times for me, it is in the morning. It's either, you know, connecting to people that are already doing live Facebooks that are teaching principles of leadership. And so that's how I'll wake up in the morning. And so I adjusted this time from 7:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. because I knew other people that I listened to and follow were on at those different times, right? I was mm-hmm. like, I don't want to miss them. And so it was really intentional, like you said, of how am I going to squeeze this in to do something that I feel like I need to grow into and I've been challenged by. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how it started. And who knows, it could turn into November, December, January. It could turn into a daily event because it's really powerful and it's really been helping us.
That's incredible. I love that you mentioned the power of surrounding yourself with people that are growth-minded or like-minded and people that will believe in you when maybe you're having a day you're not believing in yourself so well, or people that will push you to do better. Can you talk a little bit about where you found those people?
Well, some of them are people that have been in my classes in the past, or people that I am on social media with, have connected to, One is part of my book, another co-author. She did the foreword in the Mentoring Moments book. And so, you know, it's all sorts of people that I've been connected to in my life. And so what's great about that is now they're bringing other people in, and it's growing. And it, because it's all on the attitude, you all have the same mindset, right? Mm-hmm. We want to learn and grow together. And so as they become more members of the group and we're sharing stories and we're really bonding, that's the form of trust that you experience, right? Because many times when you put yourself out there, it's that fear that people would have and say, I can't do that. Are you kidding? To get on online with people and at that early in the morning and to talk about things? and so, you know, a lot of people would say, that's scary, or I'm not going to do that, or I've never done that, or I can't do that. But for us, I think, you know, the group that I'm experiencing this with, you know, we may be in the car on the phone. We may be, you know, at home. We may be one girl, you know, goes and walks her dogs halfway through sometimes. Maybe she's on a way to a class. But it doesn't matter because we're all here because of the same message. We all want to gain information or grow in that mm-hmm. time period in the morning. So we read the chapter, we get on, and we really discuss, you know, things that have happened in our life and how we have kind of modeled our life of success after the things in the Leadership Bible that it talks about. You know, today was talking about vision and hope for the future and talking about families and how we influence people around us and how we, you know, the responsibility as our families get older and how we take care of our parents and then how we become the parent. And mm-hmm. and then some that have grandchildren, you know, and the joy that people have as they become older to realize that they've done a great job and that their kids are taking care of them because of that love that they provided, you know. And so that just goes back to love and care and compassion and intentionality, you know, and character building. And so, you know, people of faith, I think, see the world differently from the very beginning. And some that experience faith later in life, it's like this light bulb. You know, it's the light bulb of, oh, my goodness, had this been in my life before, I'm such at peace now. Mm-hmm. But I believe, you know, I've been so blessed to have so many great things in my life through my journey that I am stronger because, and I'm conditioned because. And so I can help other people say, I know it might be scary, but gosh, I've experienced this for so long, and I'm going to tell you, I can be that travel agent that says, I've been there. I can mm-hmm. get you through that. Because here are the strategies, you know, that if you practice it, my goodness, you are going to become so strong, and you're going to be able to get through anything.
I love that you're basically talking about your lens. So I know full well that there have been many challenges and tragedies and things in your life that have not been good, right? Mm-hmm. But you're choosing the lens that you see them through. Yep. And I think that's a beautiful thing. And I think that's empowering when you recognize that, you know, you're not given a good life or a bad life. You're given a life, and whether it's good or bad is all based on how you choose to see it.
It's how you choose to see it. I mean, I go back last night, we were taking pictures with my husband's a photographer, and we were taking pictures at a girls' hockey league. Now, that may be like, oh, so what? Big deal. But my story, when I was 7, mm-hmm. my mom signed me up for hockey, and she thought it was field hockey. It wasn't. It was ice hockey. And when I was 7... it was in the 70s. And this wasn't a sport that girls played.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
But because we went there, because we, you know, she was a single parent, we were scraping by. I got used equipment from the first day I signed up. And she said, oh, do you want to do this? And I said, absolutely. I want to learn how to skate. So I got all the equipment. I joined the league. And for many years, for 10 years, I played on the all-boys league. Hmm. But because I didn't give back up, I didn't say, I'm afraid, I can't do this. I took it on as, this is fun. And everything in life to me has been, I want to learn about this and I want to experience it, right? Was it scary? I didn't know how to skate. There were boys on the team. I had to go in the boys' locker room. I had to travel with these teams. But it just didn't ever faze me. And so I think, you know, again, not letting things, as I got into the corporate world, like going into a boardroom that was all men, many women might have felt a little different about that. But I didn't. I didn't ever let that make me feel intimidated. You know, I was like, well, they're just like me. They have, you know, different anatomy. But I knew how to kind of be around that. And so, again, I go back to conditioning, right? My life had been conditioned to be able to take on those challenges that many people would say, that's scary. And I'm like, well, it's how you look at it, right? It's how you think about it and how you get ready for it.
Absolutely. Wow. There's so much here. I have 5 points. I had like 105, so I narrowed it down to five that I'll sum things up, but I don't want to stop you if there's anything else top of mind. Is there anything else that you would like to share with listeners before I kind of wrap up your teaching points here?
You know, I just think it comes from within. My uncle always says that, you know, whatever you do, it comes from within. And I think it's so true. If you know yourself and you know your strengths, you've got to use that. That's your God-given gift. And whether you are a believer, whether you just feel energy, whatever you pray to, whatever your meditation is, that's your inner spirit. That's what you need to connect to in life, and that's what you need to have guide you. And don't let anybody tell you that it's wrong, because it's your journey. It is your journey. So I just want to encourage people, find a coach, find somebody to talk to figure out how to use that gift. Because the life on the other side of confidence, like if you are fearful, get the confidence, find out what that strength is, take an assessment test, and start to step into that and just try things. And you are going to find a much bigger life, a much more fulfilled life. You'll be happier, and everyone around you will see the change that you're going through.
Wow, powerful. I love it. Well, thank you so much, Melanie. I'm going to do just a few teaching points, and then I want to be sure that you share with their listeners where to connect with you. So Here's some top-of-mind takeaways, although there were a lot more than just these five. But so this is Melanie's take on living big. So number one, don't allow fear to stop you. Number two, be opportunity aware and open to possibilities. Number three, take steps, even if it's just one, to move forward. You just have to get started. Number four, have a growth mindset and be coachable. That's kind of two in one there, but number five, choose your attitude and your circle of friends wisely. So Melanie, as we wrap up here, there's a quote on your website that resonated with me, and especially after spending some time with you today, it even resonates deeper. It says, people will forget what you said and they'll forget what you did, but they will never forget how you made them feel. And I love that. So I know the listeners have connected with you today. What's the best way for them to stay connected with you after this podcast?
Yep, right now, go to your website. Go to everydayleaders.com. And subscribe, because from there I have my podcast links, and Bethany Clemenson is one of my podcast guests. but for many, my journey is 50 shows in 50 weeks, And so I do this to share leadership stories, and I really believe that everyone has a story within them. So if you're someone that has a powerful story to share about leadership and how you've gotten through your life with success, connect to me, and let's schedule that time together. And I also leadership coaching and conferences and all kinds of things that I'm doing. So go to that website and follow me, and I would love to have you subscribe. I'm on Facebook group, Everyday Leaders, of course. And so I'm doing some of these devotionals and all kinds of activities that are popping up. But stay connected, because I would love to have you in my circle of influence.
Excellent. Thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome. This was wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you to our listeners today for being here and spending your time with us. I know there's lots of things you could be doing with this time, so don't forget to subscribe to Dialed In so you never miss an episode. And until next time, take action, live big, and stay dialed in.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing. So,
are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Hello?
I am. Hello? 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 Bethany?
Oh, no. I feel like I lost you.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? It said the recording had started. Hello? Hello, hello, hello. Hello? You're going to look at this recording and go, oh my gosh, the recording has started. Hello? Bethany? Hello? Hello? I think I lost you.